I'm working with that, with the perception of impermanence in meditation. It's really something that I would like to investigate more, but most of the time I find it pretty hard to stay there. Occasionally, I'll be able to stabilize there. It's, very interesting just to watch thing after thing just fading away. Like sitting in the car looking backwards in the whole world and just everything just going away from you. But that doesn't happen so often. Do you have how to stabilize or...
Well, the goal is not to... I mean, the purpose of the perception of impermanence, the goal is not to stabilize the perception of impermanence. The goal is to stabilize the perception of stability. in the sense of non-arising or non-cessation or... just that sense of relinquishing, because as we contemplate impermanence, then it helps the mind incline to relinquishment and to be able to allow the quality of relinquishment and peace to establish itself. That sense. This is peaceful. This is sublime. This is the stilling of all formations. So, it takes us to that place. So it's a catalyst. So you're not trying to hold it in that sense of holding a perception of impermanence as an ultimate goal, but it's more like lifting it up so it helps to act as a catalyst for relinquishment and liberation.
That's a kind of interesting perception. This is like your analogy of looking backwards at a car, seeing everything disappear. But actually, if you pay attention, everything is appearing at the same time.
Things are coming. That's the Kachana Gopa Sutta. When you pay attention to arising, then you can't form the perception of ceasing. If you pay attention, can't form that idea or that opinion. If you pay attention to ceasing, you can't get caught in arising. So it's like it's arising when you see everything that it's suffering, dukkha arising, dukkha ceasing.